الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنجي قائلها من النار وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us yet another day of living, for giving us hayat, for giving us life. We praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to experience another Eid in this blessed month of Dhul Hijjah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us still some more time that we can prepare, to grant us some more time in which we can gain his marifat and in which we can gain his maghfirat and forgiveness before our journey to the next life before our journey to the great beyond. Today is a very great day in the lives of nations. Today is a very great day in the lives of the Ummah, of the nation, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we remember on this blessed day, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, that famous waqia and that incident which is remembered, which has been remembered throughout the annals of history, and which will be remembered until the day of Qiyamah. Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, after inviting his people, after giving them da'wah, becoming disappointed with his people that they are not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his next step is to make the hijrah. His next step is the migration. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam says, qala wa qala inni dhahibun ila rabbi sayahdini, that I am going to my Rabb as a muhajir, as an emigrant, as one making hijrah, as one migrating from this Darul Kufr, from this land of idol worship. I'm going towards my Rabb. Sayahdini, he will soon guide me. He will soon guide me ila haythu amarallahu bidhahabi ilayhi. He will soon guide me towards that place which he has instructed me to go towards, which is the holy land, the sacred land, Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, which is the land of Sham, the land of Syria. The people did not believe. Very few of them believed. His wife, Sarah, alayha salatu wassalam, she believed. His nephew, Lut, alayhi salatu wassalam, believed. And so he migrated and he journeyed into the land of Iraq, passing through different areas of Iraq, until he came into the blessed land of Palestine, into the blessed land of Sham and in Syria. Also with him was Hazrat Hajra, who was granted by the Pharaoh of Egypt as a gift to Sarah alayhi salatu wassalam, to help her with her household chores. And Sarah eventually granted this Egyptian princess to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and he did nikah with her and he married her. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was childless. Sarah was not bearing any children and she considered herself to be barren. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam did nikah with Hajra and she became his wife, his second wife. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made dua to Allah, because the best gifts that we can have and our best earnings are our children, who are righteous and salih, and who will remember us and who will make dua for us. A man cannot ask for a better gift than that. He cannot have any earnings that are better than children, pious children who will make dua. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh my Rabb, grant me from the righteous. Oh my Rabb, grant me a child, min as-salihin, from the righteous ones. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. We gave him the glad tidings of a gulam, of a son, who is going to be halim, who is going to be very tolerant, ذِي حِلْمٍ كَثِيرٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating that this child, this son, this boy who will be born, his hilm, his patience, his forbearance would be exemplary. It would be an example for the whole world. فَبَشَّرَنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. And so we gave him the glad tidings of a child that will be full of hilm, tolerance and sabr, plenty of it. Ismail, ذَبِيحُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّنَا وَعَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And so that child grew up 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, says Allah, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When Ismail reached that age in which he could walk with his father, in which he could talk with his father, in which he could help his father and do khidmat, Al-Mufassirun al-Kiram, they mention two calls here. One call is that he was 7 years of age. And the other call, which has been preferred by many of the ulama, he was 13 years of age, a youth. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was childless, without a child for so long. Then a son who was the cooling of his eyes, and then a son who has reached the age of 13 years, who could walk with him, who could talk with him, who could be a companion, who could help him, who could do khidmat, and who can assist him. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ. He said, "Oh my little one, ya bunayya, ay mere pyare bacha, oh my little one, inni ara fil manam, indeed I see in a dream, anni azbahuka, that I am slaughtering you. Fandur, so consider, think, contemplate, madha tara, what is your ra'y, what is your opinion?" It is mentioned in other riwayat that for 3 days consecutively, 3 days, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam got this dream in which he is sacrificing Ismail. Understand something, it is our aqidah that ru'yal anbiya wahyun wa haqqun. The dreams of prophets are wahi, revelation. The dreams of anbiya are haqq. Wa af'aluhum bi amrillah. And their actions, whatever they do, it is in accordance with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is making mashwara with his son. The practice of shura, consultation, mashwara, is an old ancient practice. Ibrahim alayhi salam is making mashwara with him so that child can be familiarized, he can be aware of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering him to do, and the child can be prepared and he can be ready, and he would not have that wahshat and that feeling of aversion and running away and turning away. But he is doing that to bring him closer and to bring his thoughts towards that act of qurbani, that act of sacrifice which he has been commanded with. What do you think? Madha tara? Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam said, Qala ya abati, O my beloved father, ya abati, yani ya abi, O my father, if'al ma tu'mar, do what you have been commanded with. What a son, subhanallah. The cooling of his eyes. What a son, O father, do what you have been commanded. Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. You will soon find me, insha'allah. All the anbiya would put their trust in Allah that they cannot do anything. They will not do anything. Nothing can be accomplished illa bi idhnillah, except by the order of Allah and the permission of Allah. You will soon find me, insha'Allah, min as-sabirin, from those who are patient. Notice the tawadhu. Notice the humility. He did not say you would find me patient. You will find me, mina sabirin, amongst the patient ones. There are many. And I am one of them, inshallah. So, they both proceeded. It was the place of Mina. Falamma aslama. And when they both submitted and surrendered to the order and the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, watallahu lil jabin. And when he threw him and placed him on his jabin, on his forehead, that is on the side of his forehead, ready to do qurbani, ready to sacrifice that son who is willing to give his blood for the sake of Allah in obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is basirun bil ibad, who is ever watchful of his servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called out to him. Wanadaina. And so we call out unto him, Ayya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, Qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya. You indeed have fulfilled that dream. You have been truthful. You are of those who have obeyed our command, and you have fulfilled the command which is in that dream, and you are very truthful. Qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya. You have done an action which is in accordance and muwafiq with that dream of yours. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim with a very, very big test. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared, and this is what Allah wanted. Allah did not really want Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam to be slaughtered, to be killed. He did not want Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to ultimately sacrifice Ismail. He wanted to see the willingness. He wanted to see the obedience and the response. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed his test with flying colors. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is watchful, ever watchful, Allah says, Inna kadhalika, indeed, like that. Like how we rewarded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how we rewarded him for his imtithal and his obedience to the command of Allah. Allah says, do, and he doesn't ask why. For his obedience, how we rewarded him, because indeed he was of the muhsineen. Like this, we reward all people who will follow in his footsteps. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Like that do we reward al-muhsineen, those who do good. And when you do good, when I do good, we do good for ourselves. مُحْسِنِينَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. So just as how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was muhsin by following the command of Allah, bimtithali amrillah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him, ay bi ifraji shidda, by taking away the burden, by taking away the difficulty. Like that, we will reward all those who are muhsineen, obedient to our commands, those who remain steadfast, and we will remove the difficulties. We will remove the bala. We will remove the shadaid, inshallah. Inna hadha lahuwa al-bala'ul mubeen. What do you think? Indeed, this was a great test. It was iqtibarun zahirun. It was a very open, big test and trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ibrahim alayhi salam passed his test, says Allah. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And so we ransomed him, that child Ismail, who was about to be slaughtered. We ransomed him. We gave in badla for him. بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ أي بِكَبْشٍ عَظِيمٍ. A sacrifice, a qurbani that was great, in the form of a ram, which takes us way, way back into time. It was that same ram, that same Kabsh, which Habil, the brother of Qabil, which Abel, the brother of Cain, sacrificed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it. In those days, when the Qurbani would be accepted, a fire from the heaven would strike that Qurbani. Narun bayza'u, a white fire in the form like of lightning would strike that fire, and it would eat it and devour it, which was a sign of acceptance and Qurbani. Habil had slaughtered the ram, it was accepted by Allah. We have to thank Allah that our Qurbani, when our Qurbani is accepted, we can still eat of it. It is still there for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same ram, subhanallah, which was in the Jannah, which was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Jannah came forth this ram, which was slaughtered and sacrificed by Abel, by Habil. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with this ram, and this is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam slaughtered in place of Ismail. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ أي بِكَبْشٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ أي وَأَبْقَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ ثَنَاءً حَسَنًا جَمِيلًا. And so, تَرَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ, in other words, أَبْقَيْنَاهُ, we kept him. We kept Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We left him fil akhirin, amongst those who will come, those who will proceed afterwards, for all the generations to come. We kept him with what? With a good name, that he will be remembered until the day of Qiyamah, with a good name, with thana'an, hasanan, jamilan, with good praise. Taraqna alayhi abqaynahu fil akhirin. We kept him amongst those who were the latter ones, with thana and with praise that will be hasan and jameel. And so it came to pass that not only Muslims, even the Christians, even the Jews, even the Hindus, they all recognize Father Abraham, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And when people and nations remember him, they remember him with goodness. Allah says, Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salam upon Ibrahim. Salamun minna ala Ibrahim. Peace from us. Salutations, greetings, salamat, safety and peace from us ala Ibrahim. And O people, listen well. This is the words, these are the words of the Holy Quran. Kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Like that do we reward the muhsinin. In the same way as we rewarded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, in the same way we will reward the muhsinin. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. Indeed, he was from our believing slaves and servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Remember when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested by his Rabb with certain do's and don'ts, ay bil awamir wal nawahi, fa atammahunna, and he fulfilled them all, he completed them. They are different aqwal. It refers to the tests and the trials of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the manasik of Hajj, the rituals of Hajj. It refers to that sacrifice and qurbani, to the test that he had received. It refers to the 10 things that Allah had commanded him to do in the body, 5 in the head and 5 in the rest of the body. But Ibrahim alayhi salam passed his test, and this is what is matloob. As long as we are alive, we are going to be tested and tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is important is how we react in these tests and how we react in these trials. Many a time we fail in our tests and we fail in our trials. We should make the dua more often. Rabbana afring alayna sabra. Oh, our Rabb, pour long upon us sabr and patience. Wa thabbit aqdamana, and keep our feet firm. Wansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin, and help us over the disbelieving people. Because only when the tests are passed, then we can move on. And sometimes we don't progress and we don't move on because we fail our tests. And so Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ, he passed his tests. Then what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, I'm going to make you an imam of the people, an imam of the righteous. This is matlub. Allah teaches us this dua in the Holy Quran. Now we should say, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُّنَ, O our Rabb, grant unto us from our wives and our children the coolness of our eyes. That when we look at our wives and we look at our children, they would be the coolness of our eyes. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us an imam, a leader for the muttaqeen. This is a great, great mansab. It's a great title. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that laqab. He had that title. He had that fadl and that favor. He was Imamul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, the imam of all the prophets, the imam of all the messengers. This is what is matlub. Not an imam and a leader in vice and in evil, but an imam, a leader in virtues, in taqwa, in piety. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam passed his test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the rewards, inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama, I'm going to make you an imam of the people. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was concerned about the ummah, about his children, the generations. Qala wa min dhurriyyati, he said, oh Allah, and what about my children? Would imamat be included also for those of my progeny? Qala la yanal wahdi dhalimin, Ibrahim alayhi salam was answered, Allah says, my covenant does not include the dhalimin. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, remember this day, this incident which occurred at Mina. And when we sacrifice our animals, we remember that test and that trial. We remember that sunnah of our forefather, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they said, ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah, what are all these sacrifices about, O Messenger of Allah? Qala sunnatu abikum, this is the sunnah of your father, the sunnah of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. We remember that sunnah, we remember that practice. The sahaba said, qalu fama lana fiha ya Rasulullah, what is there in it for us? What is there in it for us, O Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, bikulli sha'ratin hasana, for every strand of hair on the animal for you is a blessing. For every hair on the animal for you is a blessing. The sahaba said, Fasuf ya Rasulullah, what about the suf and the wool? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bikulli sha'ratin min as-sufi hasanatun, for every strand of hair, for every hair of wool on the animal for you is a blessing. We remember this. On this day, there is no deed that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min ihraq al-dam, than the flowing and the shedding of the blood. This is matlub, the best deed that a person can perform today. My dear sisters, my dear brothers, when we do this qurbani today, let it not only be a ceremonial parade. Let it not just be a ritual, a practice, a norm, something that is routine year after year. But remember the spirit behind it. It is the test and the trial that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time. We are all, as believers, tested. Allah says, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does mankind think? Do the people think that they will be left to say, آمَنَّا, we believe, and they will not be tested? Indeed, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, Allah says, we will test you. From time to time, we will test you. But وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and the test basically is that Allah wants to see who will be obedient to Him. The test is to bring about امْتِثَالُ الْأَوَامِرِ, obedience to the orders of Allah, وَالْإِجْتِنَابُ عَنِ النَّوَاهِي, and to refrain and to abstain from those things that are prohibited. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Eid. May Allah accept our Qurbani, our sacrifice. And remember that it is through sacrifice that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would spread. It is through qurbani, it is through fikr, it is through worry, it is through qurbani and sacrifice. The sacrifice of the father Ibrahim, the sacrifice of the mother Hajra, the sacrifice of the child. Subhanallah, through that came about Makkah, through that came about the rebuilding of the Kaaba, through that came about the well of the Zamzam, through that came about the millat and the madhab of Ibrahim, the worship of one God. From the loins of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam came forth Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That whole khandan, that whole family sacrifice, it was through qurbani and sacrifice that deen came into existence. It was through the qurbani and the sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Rasul shed his blood. He was pelted, he was stoned, he lost a tooth, he was bashed with his helmet on the day of Uhud. He suffered much. His children suffered, his family suffered, his Sahaba suffered. Many of them would go into battle. And on return, children were looking for their fathers. Brothers were looking for their brothers. Sisters were looking for their brothers. Wives were looking for their husbands. But they did not return. They gave their lives in the path of Allah. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, those of us who really wish to see the deen of Islam flourish, it will not flourish just through kalam and just through talk. It will flourish through qurbani, through sacrifice. We sacrifice for the dunya. We make effort for the dunya. We give up our sleep. We give up our eating so that we can sacrifice and make effort for the dunya, which is temporary, which is fani. What qurbani we should give for this deen of Islam, sacrifice for this deen of Islam. Remember how Ismail was ready and willing to give his life. We should also have the same niyat when we perform our sacrifice today, that we are prepared to give our time, to give our blood, and to give our lives. May Allah give us the tawfiq, that if the time calls and the time warrants it, that we are prepared also to sacrifice our lives fi sabilillah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد، فمن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد غوى وضل ضلالا بعيدا. يا أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى عن سماء اللغو وفضول الخبر وانتهوا عما نهاكم عنه وزجر. وقال تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالحق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب وعلى جامي القرآن أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب كرم الله وجهه ولولديه السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعلى عميه المعظمين عند الله والناس المطهرين من الدنس والأرجاس أبي أمارة الحمزة وأبي الفضل العباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى تمام الصحابة من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم عباد الله رحمكم الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوا يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر. Inshallah, we make dua. Remember the Ummah today. Make dua for all those people who are ailing and suffering. On blessed days comes blessings. Blessings come on blessed days. Allah's rahmat descends on blessed days. Allahumma rabbana. Alhamdulillahi adha'afa ma hamidahu jami'u khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yarda. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان ولا اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك. نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك. اللهم هذا الدعاء وعليك الإجابة وهذا الجهد عليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم أحينا مسلمين وأمتنا مسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك توبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم حسبنا الله لديننا حسبنا الله لديننا حسبنا الله لما أهمنا حسبنا الله لمن بغى علينا حسبنا الله لمن حسدنا حسبنا الله لمن كادنا بسوء حسبنا الله عند الموت حسبنا الله عند المسألة في القبر حسبنا الله عند الميزان حسبنا الله عند الصراط حسبنا الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلنا وهو رب العرش العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية إليك ربنا فحببنا إليك ربنا فحببنا وفي أنفسنا لك ربنا فذللنا وفي أعين الناس فأظلمنا ومن سيء الأخلاق فجنبنا وعلى الصراط المستقيم فثبتنا وعلى الجهاد في سبيلك فقونا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا ومن الحجاج ربنا تقبل منا ومن الحجاج ربنا تقبل منا ما كان صالحا واصلح لنا ما كان فاسدا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلي على النبي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عيد مبارك تقبل الله منا ومنكم اللهم سبكو قبول فرمان